from the Post-Gazette told us yesterday the Pirates will not fire Andy Haynes in season. John Parato calling for that to happen. So are we. Derek Shelton defending him today on the Derek Shelton Show, saying you don't blame one person for the struggles of the offense. All right, Derek, by that logic, then no position coach, no assistant coach, no head coach would ever get fired, because it's never one person's fault. You would just fire the entire team. You'd fire the whole 26-man roster.
I think if you were a manager who currently had a job, or a coach who currently had a job, that would sound like a pretty great situation. I get to stay employed. You keep churning through players. Perfect. In fact, that was Marvin Lewis's job.
Starkey brought up something interesting on the way out here today. How many coaches or managers have been given 4+ years and have a lower career winning percentage than Derek Shelton? I think last I checked that Shelton has the second worst winning percentage in Pirates history behind John Russell. But John Russell did not get this kind of wide berth. He was the Pirates manager for what, 2-3 years?
Yeah.
08, 09, 2010, 3 years?
Believe so.
Sound right?
Unless, was Jim
Tracy's
Tracy
last
still
year
there
was 2007 or 2008, right?
Yeah, it was either 09 and 10 for Russell, or
maybe it was just 2009 and 2010.
I think it was 08, 09, and 10. He lost 105 and 10, 99, 95. After Tracy, oh God, Tracy was a piece of work. Bad guy.
So among Pirates managers who managed over 300 games, or over five, okay, so Shelton right now, according to Wikipedia, is 218 and 328 for a 399 win percentage. Yeah, he's the only guy with that number of games with that low of a win percentage. There are 4 managers who manage for longer than a season with the Pirates that are worse. Fred Haney in the 50s, John Russell, Nixie Callahan in the 19-teens, and then Bobby Bragan in the 50s. So the 50s were hard times.
They were bragging about Bobby.
No, they were not. And then you get to Shelty.
I don't know.
He's lost more than 100 games than he's won, and I get it.
I don't know if anybody's been given that berth. Yeah, I don't know. They have continually shown a major failing in the area that he is at least nominally supposed to be an expert in, which is hitting. And usually, I would say, this is probably the magic year where you would think a guy would be in make or break territory for him. If he hadn't already been let go, this would be it. But
I don't get any sense that he's on the hot seat.
Nope, neither do I. I was waiting for you to fill in that blank, whether or not you disagreed, but I see this as an organizational, would you say that if you could define their, like Charrington and Shelton specifically, their approach, I won't include Bob Nutting because he seems to understand that the hitting needs to improve and that it's a big problem. If you were going to define Ben Charrington and Derek Shelton's seeming approach or philosophy on this team in one sentence, would you not define it as, we got to keep going, it'll start clicking? Or something like, the process is good, the results will follow.
Trust the process, like they did in
Philly. Sam Hinkie. What happened to Sam?
I don't know. Sixers never won a championship.
He didn't get to see the process reach its conclusion, which it never really has.
How could you trust their process when so many of the guys they draft and develop don't pan out?
I think that's a very fair and very pointed question.
But at that point, the owner, if he allows for it, if he doesn't do something with that, then he's complicit in the whole thing.
No, you're right. You're right about that.